Om Shanti. Today is the Murli of 20th of April 2020. The essence is sweet, children. This new tree of yours is very sweet. Insects only come to this sweet tree. The insecticide to finish all insects is Manmanabhav. So many points just within that one line. And then we'll take up a few other points from the Murli. So why does Baba say this is a sweet tree? Because Baba is making us so sweet and he's creating such a sweet family. And this is why people get attracted to Brahmins, but in a body conscious way. Because they don't realize that we are like this because we have Baba with us. And if we didn't have Baba with us, we would be the same angry people like them. We would be the same arrogant people like them, the same vicious people, like literally ugly from the inside. But it's because we make the effort to be virtuous that makes us sweet. And of course, then insects come in the form of other people to feed off that sweetness. And sometimes people are just attracted to our purity. They don't realize that they too want to be pure, but they get stuck at seeing us pure. It's a bit like when people get attracted to the deities and they can't put the two and two together and think, well, I can become this deity. So they put us on a pedestal and think, oh, we are born like this. We must always have been loving. We must always have been sweet. We must always have been pure-hearted. They can't join the dots to realize that we have made our effort. And so the insects that can spoil this tree or the young sapling, well, what is the tree? The tree is the yajna, the tree is the family, the tree is the knowledge, and much more. And all of these can be ruined if people's intentions are not pure, which is why Baba is saying it's the insects. So it could be jealousy. Some people are not happy seeing others move forward. It could be carelessness. If we don't nurture the sapling, if we don't pay attention every day to water the sapling, it could just be our own mayas that get in the way, whatever it is, one of the vices. So any problem, the antidote to any problem, Baba is saying today, is Manmanabhav. What is Manmanabhav? Manmanabhav we translate as turn your mind to me and me alone. So this is in reference to God. And it's mentioned several times in the Gita. Turn your mind to God and only God, no one else. And different versions of this can be that have your mind fixed on me and me alone. Have love only for me. Have me as your resting place. Only have me in your heart, in your mind. Only think of me. And the Bhagavad Gita says that as we train the mind in this way, then we will certainly attain God. And it's true. It's again the law of attraction. If I'm really just thinking of Baba and the one Baba, then Baba helps me. And I'm reminded of the story of Meera. Like the other day, Baba mentioned Meera and Dhruv and Prahlad. All these were devotees that just had the one God in their heart. And so Meera's story is that her mom was combing her hair. Then they heard this wedding procession go by. So Meera ran to the balcony and asked her mother, "What's that?" And her mother said, "Oh, this is marriage," and, you know, explained the whole thing, that she's getting married and this will be her husband, etc. So then Meera said, "Who will be my husband? Where is my husband?" And her mother didn't know what to answer. So I guess there was a picture of Krishna in the house. So she said, "That's your husband." And from that day on, Meera's love was just for Krishna. just for Krishna, and all she ever dreamt of or saw, even when they proposed for her to get married, she only saw Krishna. She thought there is no other male except Krishna. So imagine having this kind of love for Baba. And if there is this kind of love, then of course it can conquer all obstacles. And in one of the Avyak Murlis, a little clip that is going around now, Baba said that Baba promises to those who have a true heart, pure heart, and big heart. So those who have Sachi Dil, Saf Dil, and Bari Dil. So Baba promises these children that no matter how difficult the situation of the world may get, but Baba will always feed dal and roti. So lentil soup and chapati. Baba says you may not get 2-3 sabjis, not 2-3 vegetables, but definitely you will get dal and roti. This is the guarantee that Baba is saying. If we keep Baba in our heart and only him, then he guarantees that he will take care of us till eternity. And then Baba said, you will just sing the praise. There's a saying that dal roti khao, prabhu ke gun gao. So even though we will eat simply, we will just sing Baba's praise. And in connection with this, I just want to mention one of the questions that Jayantiben asked Dadi Gulzar. And the question was that some people ask that you tell us just to take 1 minute to remember God, or just take 1 minute of remembrance. So what is the benefit of that? It seems just 1 minute, but what's the benefit? And Dadi Gulzar's reply was very sweet. Dadi said that, for example, when we stabilize in that stage of being beyond the body and just stable in the religion of the self in peace, then even though it's 1 second, but the influence of that 1 second or 1 minute lasts for quite some time. And Dadi said, just as when we eat something and we find it quite tasty, whether it's sweet or salty, but anyway, it really touches the palate, then we will remember it always and our mind will be pulled to it from the inside. And so in the same way, this manmanabhav, this remembrance of Baba, we need to have such a taste of that remembrance that it pulls us again and again. And this is actually one of my efforts. Even though I may not get a lot of time during the day to remember Baba, but just to go and touch the soul world, have a taste of Baba, just be comforted by Baba, and then come back again. And that is right. This pulls the soul, and we want to go back for that taste again and again. So that's another way to keep practicing manmanabhav. Really, just take out a second. Dadi Gulzar always used to say, how many times do you drink water in the day? So every time you go to drink a glass of water, remember Baba. But anyway, yes, Baba's so right that only manmanabhav, remembering him and him alone, is the antidote to clearing all the bugs. And then few other points, nice points. Baba was actually mentioning in the beginning of the Murli that let's call this exhibition Gateway to Heaven. So the story behind that is that there was an exhibition or a fair that started in Mumbai, and it went around different cities. And initially it was called Lighthouse. This is what Dr. Nirmala was saying, that initially it was called Lighthouse because she was there at the time. And then when it came back to Mumbai, everybody felt that we should give it a different name just to attract new people, or the same people again, but with a different name. And so that's when Baba said you should call it Gateway to Heaven, because Baba said there's already Gateway of India, or the Delhi Gate, and so we should call it Gateway to Heaven. So Baba's actually emphasizing that the main picture that we need is the cycle, the picture of the cycle, because it has a gate, exit gate and entry gate to Golden Age. So exit from the old world, we go to the soul world, and then entry into the Golden Age. So that's why it's the gateway. And then another nice point, this point about if you study and write, then you become a nawab. So Baba is saying, padenge likhenge to banenge nawab, khelenge kudenge to banenge kharab. So that's another expression, actually. But there's a bit of a twist to that today, which is rulenge pilenge, which means if you cry or beg for anything, then you will be spoiled. This is what students were taught by their teachers, by their parents, just to encourage them to make a bit more effort, that if you study well, you'll become some high-ranking person, like you'll get a better status in life. And so Baba is also being a teacher, being a parent, and saying, stop crying, stop sulking, and if you want to become the kings, then don't waste your time and simply study. The other interesting point is about trying to capture the soul in a glass box. Because scientists had tried to trap the soul in a glass box maybe around that time, and maybe Baba read about it in the newspapers. And so Baba commented that even if they trapped the soul, they couldn't see it because the soul cannot be seen. The soul is infinitesimal. And I think what happens is, because there's a dead body in this box, then the gases that come out of the body make the box crack. So it's not that the soul is exploding from the box, but it's the gas, the gases from the body. And so again, Baba's saying they're not being very sensible as they are going about this project to trap the soul in the box. And then Baba talks about salt water versus milk and sugar. So of course we all know that Baba is saying don't have conflict, live together in harmony. And salt and water don't actually mix as such. Milk and sugar mix completely, but with salt and water you'll always have a little bit of salt left over. And so this means that there'll always be something that will be unresolved. There'll be some conflict of interest or some pending situation that never gets resolved. A bit like when they used to divide countries and always leave some land mass that's questionable. So each side is fighting for that. This is like salt water, where you try to mix, you may make the effort to mix, you want to mix, but it's not possible. And so it's salty. In other words, the situation is just bitter. It's not very sweet. And so we need to look at what is it going to take to turn the salt into sugar. And it needs a lot of perseverance. It needs a lot of honesty. Needs a lot of humility. We really need to crush the ego. And again, the point is, which I always say, it's just worth it. It is worth making that effort because we come out stronger for it. I will come out stronger for it if I'm able to completely dissolve that salt. And then it was nice that Baba mentioned Boli Dadi. And we know Boli Dadi from the 70s when we used to go to Madhuban. And it's true, Baba said that she gives happiness to everyone. And this is really my experience. Because when we used to come as children, in fact, I didn't realize till much later that I was probably suffering from altitude sickness. Because every time I used to come to Madhuban, I just didn't have appetite to eat. And very often, Mom used to go to Boli Dadi and Boli Dadi would make me this roti with potato stuffed inside. And we used to go to Boli Dadi for this white butter, this makhan that she used to sit and take out every day. And the other thing we used to like is papadums. And papadums were not in general. And so we used to go there and she used to bake us one. So it's true that Dadi really gave a lot of happiness to everyone. And the other thing also I remember from Dadi Janki's stories that Baba gave Boli Dadi permission to be in the kitchen, because Boli Dadi said that, let me be in the kitchen and make hot breakfast for everyone, so everyone can have a hot breakfast when they come out of class. And so Baba gave her that permission, because Baba said that is also one subject of giving happiness to others. But the other subject Baba mentions is that she keeps everyone happy and so they bring her gifts. So this is the other subject where we don't take the gift, because if we take the gift, then we would remember that person. And so the last story is that Jayanti Ben's mother had knitted a sweater for Brahma Baba. And you know how long it takes to knit a sweater. It takes so long. And while she was knitting it, she used to keep thinking that Brahma Baba must be cold, because Mount Abu winter is really bad, as we know. And again, they didn't have the facilities that we have today. So she brought the knitted sweater. Baba just kind of laid it on him to show her that it fit and it looked nice and everything. And then I think a couple of hours later, Baba gave it away to somebody. And he told Rajni Ben, Jayanti Ben's mother, he said, look, if I wear it, I will remember you. But look, if he wears it, then he will remember Baba. And so that's why Baba gave it to that child. So this is how Baba used to teach, with so much love. So have a lovely day. Om Shanti.